If you wish to become a complete and wise leader, you must embrace a larger view of the Force.
And welcome, everyone. My name is DeVore, and you are listening to a special bonus mini-episode of A Larger View of the Force, a Star Wars podcast. So, at the time that I am recording this, it is Tuesday morning, September the 15th, and we have just gotten the trailer for the second season of The Mandalorian. So I thought I would record this quick short episode, just basically walking through the trailer, some of the images and clips that we see in it, and then just offering some initial thoughts, reactions, speculation, and so on and so forth. So, the trailer opens. It's a shot in space. We see two planets. There's one in the foreground. It is a kind of tan, sandy sort of color, I would describe it. And then we have a second planet in the background, and that planet is sort of blue or blue-green. And then we see the Razor Crest flying over the first planet, and it seems pretty clear that it's damaged. You can see the back hatch kind of hanging open, and it's kind of half flying, half floating through space, heading towards the second planet. So we kind of linger on that shot for a moment. Then we get a cutaway to the Lucasfilm logo, and then we hear some of the great Ludwig Göransson music that we're no doubt going to hear throughout the second season. And there's actually great music all throughout this trailer, and all of it sounds original. None of it I recognized from the season one soundtrack. And I particularly like this one that we hear initially because it's a kind of deep throat singing, which again is like very, very unique, and it's not something that we've heard anywhere else in Star Wars, even in the first season, The Mandalorian. Then we get a big part of this trailer, you hear kind of voiceovers, and it's from the conversation that Mando and the Armorer have in the season one finale. So you get this shot initially first of this surface of a planet, and it's nighttime, and there's like a single street lamp, and it's kind of illuminating one little spot, and there's just darkness all around. And you hear the Armorer say, "Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction." And then you see Mando and Baby Yoda kind of coming out of the shadows, walking towards the camera. And then they walk into like a city or some sort of like slum. It's not really totally clear what it is. And then you hear the Armorer say, "You must reunite it with its own kind." And then we get a cutaway to Tatooine. We see a Tusken Raider on a Bantha. And then we see the Razor Crest flying overhead. And you hear Mando ask, "Where?" Now, what's interesting about this shot is that we've already gotten confirmation that Mando Season 2 is in fact going back to Tatooine. A couple days before this trailer drop, there was the release of the big Variety cover on Mando Season 2, and in addition to the article, we got a couple of kind of promotional shots from the show, and one of them was a Tusken Raider on a Bantha. So that already was the kind of official sealing the deal. We are going back to Tatooine. But what I do think this shot adds on top of that is that we now know for sure that Mando himself is going back. It's not going to be a situation where like Mando's doing one thing on another, on one planet, and then there's like a cutaway to other characters and other events happening on Tatooine simultaneously. We do know that he is returning for reasons yet unknown. And then we hear in response to Mando's question, the Armorer reply, "This you must determine." And then we get a shot of the Razor Crest flying downwards to some sort of snow planet, ice planet. It looks like to be going down into some sort of like canyon. And then we get this really adorable shot. There's some really great like A+ Baby Yoda shots in this. And we see a little shot of Baby Yoda in snow. And then Mando kind of crouches down beside him. And there's some sort of ship behind them. It could be the Razor Crest, I guess, but my instinct is I don't think so. We don't get a full kind of shot of what the ship looks like, but to me, it doesn't totally look like it's the Razor Crest. And what we hear over that shot, and kind of transitioning into the next shot, is we hear the Armorer saying, "The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi." And that shifts us into what is, for my money, the most interesting scene in this trailer. And I think it's going to be the one that is the most fodder for speculation. So we see Mando walking into a busy harbor, and he catches sight of a female who is in a black robe and hood. And she's kind of standing off in the distance, partially obscured by some crates and stuff that have been stacked up, and she's kind of watching Mando. And my brain went on a whole sort of journey as I was watching this scene the first time, and then as I rewatched the trailer a couple times. So for a brief instant, for the very first time that I saw the trailer, I thought maybe it was Barriss Offee, because it does kind of look like her robes and stuff. The trailer quality, at least when I watched the first couple of times, this is partly probably a function of the fact that I was watching it on Twitter, on the Star Wars official Twitter page, and I think also it may have been like a bandwidth thing. Like, I imagine there were a bunch of people trying to watch it simultaneously. I didn't have the greatest resolution the first couple times I watched it, so it was difficult in watching it to get very clear details on the woman. So for a brief moment as I was watching it, like, it looked like she kind of had orange skin, so there was like an instant moment where I thought, like, oh wait, is this Ahsoka? But it definitely wasn't Ahsoka. In particular, the big giveaway is she didn't have the, like, white markings on her face, and she also didn't have, like, the leku, the head tail. It's like, that always makes a very kind of distinct silhouette whenever Ahsoka raises a hood, and this woman didn't have it. Thankfully, before I sat down to record this, someone on Twitter posted a couple high-res shots from the trailers. And one of them being the mystery woman on the harbor. And when you look at those shots, it's pretty clear, one, that she is human, so she's not an alien, and also that she is a black woman. So immediately, before I sat down to record this, like, I saw some bit of, like, sort of, like, speculation about who this woman is. There were some people speculating that it's Sasha Banks, so that led to speculation because there had been kind of rumor milling about her being involved in The Mandalorian, that it could possibly be Sabine Wren, that we might be seeing live-action Sabine now. My money, personally, is that this is a brand new character. Largely, my reason for saying this is coming from experience. Like, there's been plenty of times when Star Wars trailers have dropped where there have been these kind of ambiguous scenes, and people have speculated, oh, is this like a character or a place that we've seen before? And in most of the circumstances, it turns out to be a totally new character or a totally new locale or something like that. So, based on that experience, I'm going to say this is probably someone that we have not yet met in the Star Wars universe. This is some sort of brand new character, possibly with some sort of connection to the Jedi, or at least some sort of Force wielder or Force wielder group, given the context of, you know, hearing that line from the armorer in the background. But yeah, I think this is a new person. I don't think this is a recurring character from Star Wars. But in any event, the character kind of disappears, and then we get the shot of, like, Baby Yoda kind of looking up a little bit forebodingly at Mando. And then you hear over that Mando asking the armor, like, you expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers? And then the armor replying, this is the way. So now we get, like, a bunch of different shots now. So we see Mando and Baby Yoda on a boat that is sailing somewhere on some unidentified locale. We see a shot of the Razor Crest flying in space alongside two X-Wings, one flanking it on each side. And then we subsequently see the shot of the Razor Crest and these X-Wings flying in atmosphere through some clouds with the Razor Crest kind of ahead and the two X-Wings right behind it. We get a shot of Mando on a speeder bike, and he appears to be in some sort of, like, desert or canyon area. Maybe this is Tatooine, maybe this is another planet. There are many, many desert planets, as we know in Star Wars. There's a shot of Greef Karga and Cara Dune walking out of a town. They look like they're greeting or meeting somebody. That's probably, I'm guessing, that's Nevarro, where we first met and saw the Mandalorian back in Season 1. We get this shot. This is a shot I really, really like, which is, it was a shot of several TIE fighters of Moff Gideon's variant. So those are the TIE fighters that have those folding wings, which is one of the things that I really, really liked from the first season. Several of them kind of docked on the ground, and then a couple of them are kind of taking off, and, like, the wings are kind of folding up to the classic TIE shape. Then we get a shot of stormtroopers running through a corridor with the Imperial battle alarm kind of blaring in the background. So this could possibly be some sort of Imperial base or maybe a Star Destroyer or something like that. That's possible. We get a shot of some scout troopers on speeder bikes, and they appear to be kind of flying off of some sort of platform, and then they're kind of going into, like, a, again, another kind of a canyon or ravine or rocky area. Then we hear a voiceover again, and this is an unfamiliar person. So we hear someone say, you know, this is no place for a child. And kind of that is overlaid on top of a couple different shots. So there's one shot of Mando sort of underwater, and he's kind of reaching up to a grate. So it looks like he's kind of trapped somewhere, and the water is filling up, and he's about to drown. Then we get the shot of Mando jumping off of a canyon, and he's kind of flying through the air with his jetpack. The next shot after that is we get a shot of someone who is tied up on a streetlight, and then Mando kind of shoots out the light. Just from, like, the quick clip and then the context of other things it seems, it looks like this is the same place, or it might be the same place that we see Mando and Baby Yoda walking into in the very start of the trailer. Again, that's just speculation, but just from the kind of general aesthetic that we get from those two shots, it looks like it would be the same location. Then we get the shot of Mando and Baby Yoda walking through some sort of, like, ice cave, and we hear Mando, basically in response to that first guy who was saying, like, this is no place for a child, Mando saying, wherever I go, he goes. And then that cuts to a shot of something falling through the sky. To me, it looked like a meteor or an asteroid. I kind of watched it a couple times carefully to see if it was like some sort of ship, because it's basically this, like, it's this kind of roundish object, and it's on fire, and it's flying through an atmosphere. And I thought, well, maybe is this some sort of ship that got damaged and is crash landing? But to me, it looks like, I mean, it could also possibly be debris now that I think about it. And then we see a shot of Mando entering some sort of fighting arena, and we get a shot of two Gamorreans, and they're fighting in a ring with axes. And this is very much a callback to basically the very first bit of teaser that we got for Mando Season 2, which was this bit of concept art that I think Jon Favreau released, or maybe it was Dave Filoni, I don't remember exactly, of a Gamorrean, and it was like this big kind of jacked Gamorrean. It wasn't like the Gamorrean guards that we've seen like in Return of the Jedi and in other places and stuff. And then we get a cutaway from that to Mando talking to an alien who's green, and he's got kind of one big eye in the center. And this turns out to be the same person who said the earlier line about, you know, this is no place for a child. And so in response to Mando saying, wherever I go, he goes, the guy responds, so I've heard. And at that, there are these three guys who leap up behind the two of them and point guns to Mando's head. So clearly this is somebody who is interested in tracking down, or possibly another kind of bounty hunter or gangster who wants to capture Baby Yoda, presumably on Moff Gideon's behalf. And then at this is a really funny moment, is like when all the guys have the guns at Mando, Baby Yoda, he's in his little like bassinet, and he kind of right next to Mando, and he kind of looks over at Mando, and he makes this kind of like worried sound, like this kind of gurgle or whatever. And then Mando, we see, like, he presses a button on his, like, wrist link, and he ignites the whistling birds. And then Baby Yoda kind of reaches out to his bassinet and, like, pushes a button and, like, shuts the bassinet, like, closes it in because he basically knows what's coming. And then we go to a black screen, and then we hear just a bunch of sounds. So we hear first the sound of the whistling birds kind of firing off, and then we hear various kind of assorted fighting and combat noises. And then when we cut back, we see Mando throwing a knife into this guy's chest, another alien, he's kind of like red orangish skin, as a second guy kind of falls dead behind him. And then we get a close in to Mando, and he says, this is the way. And then it basically cuts to like the Disney Plus logo. So this is a really, really good trailer. I really, really enjoyed it. I think probably my favorite thing about it is not even so much what we saw, although that's great, but basically what we didn't see, which is to say, like, this trailer really wasn't spoilery. Like, we didn't get, I remember seeing some rumors in the past couple weeks saying, oh, that, like, Ahsoka Tano might be possibly showing up in some of the trailer shots, and I really, really didn't want to see Ahsoka. I mean, we don't even have confirmation yet that Ahsoka is actually in Mando Season 2, but even if she is, even if that is a done deal, like, I didn't want to see that beforehand in a trailer shot. Like, I wanted to see it for the first time in episode and, like, have that reaction as opposed to knowing for sure that it's going to happen. So I really, really like that this trailer kept up the mystery. It doesn't really look like, as I said, that it kind of gave away any real big scenes or big moments with any characters. We didn't even see Moff Gideon. We barely saw Grief and Cara Dune. You know, we just get that shot of that mystery figure, and that's ambiguous enough to where, like, we don't really know who she is. So I'm glad about that. I'm glad that they're kind of preserving that mystery, because I did really like, you know, Mando Season 1 when we got that reveal of Baby Yoda, and we had no idea going in. So I'm happy about that. I'm even more excited for Mando Season 2 than I already was. And I'm really, really looking forward to just, like, seeing all the, like, speculation and rumor milling about what we're going to get and what is this scene, who is this, and so on and so forth. But yeah, these are just kind of my initial reactions and thoughts. And so that's basically about it. Just as a reminder, episode 5 is going to drop on September 27th. It's going to be all about the video game Star Wars Bounty Hunter. Make sure you've caught up on the other episodes if you have not done so. And until then, look for the Force and you will always find me.